And good afternoon and welcome one and all to the Big Radio Shopping Show. My name is Steve Martin.
And Rick Anderson.
And Rick and I are going to be with you for the next couple of hours as we shop and save here on the radio. And as always here on a Testimonial Tuesday, we're interested in hearing your feedback from all the great businesses that we have here on the Big Radio Shopping Show. And I tell you what, a while back, we got a brand new product that we started featuring here on the Big Radio Shopping Show called Antennas Direct. And it was an HD antenna. And about probably 6 months or so ago, I had the president on, and he did such a terrific job. And we had so many people that had such great things to say about Antennas Direct that we thought we ought to have him back on and to tell you folks a little bit about what's happening with Antennas Direct. Richard Snyder, the president and owner of Antennas Direct, is with us here today. Good afternoon, Richard.
Hey, Steve, thanks for having me on again.
It's so great to have you on. You really were compelling last time and had so many of our audience out there looking for the HD antennas that you guys have. And we've been spreading the good word here in Chicago, Richard, that it's time to cut the cord and go with your fantastic products. So before we get rolling here a little bit, can we just talk maybe the subject matter of over-the-air TV and generally talking about how that has made just such great strides here these last couple of years, and in particular with Antennas Direct and with the products that you guys have to offer. So share with our audience a little bit, if you would, Richard.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of Americans aren't aware that in 2009, American television broadcasters have invested about $13 billion in these new digital transmission facilities. And so as Americans now, we can receive television over the air in high definition and in surround sound, and there's no monthly charge for the service. And since digital broadcasting is so much more efficient than the analog standard that it replaced, we can now get 10 times as many channels in the same amount of radio spectrum. So in, say, the Chicago area, you can get about 70 to 75 channels, again, in digital quality, you know, and there's no, with no monthly charge. So there's been a lot of money invested by, again, American broadcasters, and the only catch is you just need an antenna to pick it up, and the decoders, by law, every TV over 30 inches has to have a digital television tuner built into it, and so you your listeners will have this tuner already built into their flat screen TVs. They just may not be aware it's there.
And I tell you what, that's the thing that was most amazing to all of our listeners was how many channels. I think a lot of them got this and thought, okay, maybe we'll pick up, five, six stations here in the Chicago area. They came back and they're going, oh my God, the money that I've wasted over the years getting cable or even getting the, dish. They love it. And the other part that's so neat about this, Richard, is it's easy. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to be able to figure this out. You're literally plugging it into the back of your TV, slapping it up on your window, and you're good to go, and channels start to come in. So talk about the ease of being able to get an Antennas Direct and how easy it is to install.
Yeah, so it's not, like you said, it's not rocket science. It's not like having a satellite dish where you have to be within a few degrees of accuracy. What we tell people is, you need to be realistically about 65 or 70 miles from the Sears Tower or the Willis Tower, as you call it now. And then some of our antennas are omnidirectional, but the more reliable ones have some directionality to it. But so if you could get it within, 30, 45 degrees of the Willis Tower, and you're within about 65, 70 miles, really, it's not that hard. You go into the menu of your television, there'll be something that'll say channel scan. You do a channel scan, and you should be able to, like I said, pick up about 70 channels. And you don't necessarily even have to go outside. A lot of the areas, you can use these antennas indoors, and as long as you're not living in a valley or a canyon, you should be successful.
Now, you have a couple different models of antennas, and why don't you run us through the spectrum of the different models that you have? Because you do have the ones, if you want to put them up on the roof, you have some that will go up there, but you have some that are very simple to slap in the windows. Tell us about the gamut of products that you guys have to offer there at Antennas Direct.
Well, we make antennas. Most of the differentiation is based on your distance from the towers. So we have some very large arrays, and it's mainly intended for people who might be in a rural or semi-rural area. But the majority of your listeners would be fine with some of our smaller antennas, actually. We have something called a Clearstream 1 and a Clearstream 2, and they're good up to 35 and 55 miles, respectively, distance from the towers. And you can get on a site we have called antennapoint.com, and what you do is you put in your zip code or your address. It'll tell you what your distance is. Like I said, in Chicago, it's easy because they're all broadcasting off the same
tower. All from one tower, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it makes it really easy to aim because everyone knows where to aim it. And the distance, really, if you're within the metro area, you don't even need the long-range antennas. The smaller-range ones are usually more than adequate. And we have a family of indoor antennas. If it's not practical for you to run a line outside, we have antennas that can actually stick to the window or the wall, or you can set them on shelves. We have a half a dozen indoor antennas, and a lot of that is based on positioning or aesthetics or what is most convenient for mounting. And the indoor antennas generally have a maximum range of about 35 miles, realistically.
Now, so, Richard, my co-host here, he's been chomping on the bit because he likes to travel. He's got one of these big RVs, and they like to go and catch all the races and all that kind of stuff. And he said, I wonder if this thing would be good on the road. So go ahead and ask your question, if you would, Rick.
Yeah, I mean, you were talking about the way you have to point and set these up. Now, if you're mobile and you're changing location every so often, how difficult is it to kind of realign and aim that?
So we have an RV that we use on our company. We do these bus tours. We use the Antenna Point app, you tell us the kind of the compass headings. If we're in a new city, generally, like as long as we're within 65, 70 miles, of where the transmitters are, it's not too bad. If we're kind of on the fringe, we may actually take the antenna and put it on the roof of the RV.
Mm-hmm.
That it gets us above the obstacles of the terrain. But generally, the beam pattern, the pattern of which the antenna receives, is very forgiving. If you don't have it square on, you're still likely to be successful.
And that's just the new technology that you guys have been able to build into these antennas. Is that right, Richard?
There has been a lot of advancement in the science of antenna design. We can go through thousands and thousands of iterations of geometries and shapes, in a matter of days, which would have taken, years to do. And so in that process, we've been able to make antennas much more powerful, more reliable, more resistant to influence, and best of all, more compact, which is going to make it a little more sellable to your significant other or your homeowners association.
You bet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not some mammoth, big, huge antenna that you got to mount out and have, concrete poured for, all that kind of stuff.
It's about a tenth of the size it would have been in your grandparents' day.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. For those of you just joining us, Richard Snyder is our special guest today. He is the president of Antennas Direct, and we're learning a lot about just the power of this thing. You can cut the cord, folks. You no longer have to have a cable bill, and you're still going to get a ton of channels, especially if you're here in the Chicagoland area and really all across America. The way people watch TV has been changing, especially with the millennials. Now you have your things like Netflix and all these things. So kids are watching TV differently than we watched TV when we grew up. First of all, Richard, when I grew up, there was, three channels, and one of them came in a little fuzzy. So just the vast number of channels that are out there available now. But talk to us about the growth of the millennials and what over-the-air TV has done just due to, some of the behavior patterns, I guess, of these millennials.
Yeah, that's people are very surprised when I tell them our customer base, a lot of them are in their 20s. And young people today, when they're graduating college, they're not getting a landline, telephone line, and they're not getting cable. What they're doing is they're getting a broadband connection, and they're getting an over-the-ear antenna. And so, you know, the perception of antennas being for the elderly or the indigent is actually, it's the opposite. It's the 20-something-year-old propeller heads that are actually our most loyal customers. And they don't, you know, they don't believe in paying for 500 channels they can't watch. So they're using a streaming service for, you know, a la carte, you know, dramas and pre-recorded premium type shows. And then they're using the antenna for live, local, late breaking news, weather, and sports. And instead of spending $200 a month, you know, they might be spending $9 a month on a streaming subscription.
Very good. Yeah. And I have three of those millennials that, well, they're out of the household now, but they were in the household, and I can vouch for that. That's exactly. They're a little more frugal than one might think. They're like, hey, I don't need 1,000 channels. These are the channels that I need. So discuss about the free channels, especially like here in the metropolis area of Chicago. There's a lot available out there, right?
Oh, yes. And think about, you know, the difference between a vinyl album versus you know, an iPod. How much music can you fit on an iPod versus a vinyl album? It's, you know, 1,000 times over. And it's when you go to a digital transmission standard, it's just so much more efficient. So, you know, you've got all these new, we call multicasts, and there's these new networks springing up. I'm a big fan of MeTV, which shows Senguli, the creature features, on Saturday nights. You know, that didn't, you know, that's now nationwide. So there are literally 200 new little networks, and some of them are specialized, some of them are ethnic oriented, and a lot of them concentrate on historic vintage television shows, and there's so much capacity that, you know, they're almost narrowcasting now. And so people would be surprised when you do a channel scan, how much is available?
Right. All the public channels like PBS and like in our area, WTTW mm-hmm. and PBS and all those are going to come in on this thing. And, you know, those have some outstanding programming on them right now, too. So you really can. The world is your oyster, as I like to say, and it's all out there. And if you can save the money, I mean, think about how much you've paid over the years in cable bills. It's just ridiculous. And how?
It might be able to save about $250,000. We have a financial advisor that just bought an antenna, and he's saying by the time he retires, he's going to have about $250,000 in his retirement account, you know, just from canceling cable.
There you go. Exactly. So exactly.
It really adds up.
But I tell you what you got to do, though, if you can, Richard, tell our folks, how do they go about getting one of these antennas, all right? Like I said, there's several different antennas, so find out which one's going to be the best for your individual case. But there's a lot of ways that people can get it. I know they can do it online. They can call you. And you also have some retailers here in the Chicagoland area where they can go to pick them up off the shelf, right?
Yeah, we are available at Best Buy, Walmart, locally Fry's Electronics, as well as Lowe's Hardware, and then, of course, antennasdirect.com. And even if you don't buy it from our .com, certainly willing to, people are happy to answer any questions people might have before they buy. We have a lot of people standing at the Best Buy or the Lowe's hauling us from the aisle, and we're happy to talk people through it.
Right, and we got a toll-free number for them, 1-877-825-5572. If you want to call, if you have any questions about Antennas Direct or if you have questions on where you can find the one that you need, you can order it right online, too, at antennasdirect.com. It'll allow you to find a local retailer in your area. I know we have a lot of people that listen to our streaming audio, so if you're not in the immediate market, and you're interested in this, you certainly can find a local retailer in your area. I know that our sister station out in Las Vegas is going to be doing some business with you guys. And so folks out there in the Vegas area are going to be excited to be able to put into play Antennas Direct. Cut the cord, save yourself a bunch of money, and get outstanding coverage here throughout your viewing area. Now, I think the biggest thing of people, in fact, you see a lot of the channels that are no longer being available on cable. And you hear a lot of people quipping about that. Well, a lot of those local channels that you won't find on your cable access programs anymore, you will get with the antennas direct, right?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of these, if over-the-air viewership is actually increasing, some of these programs are actually migrating back to over-the-air. So it's sort of the reverse of what was happening in the 1970s, that, you know, people got cable for additional channels and better picture quality. Now it's the best picture quality, and the new content is coming to over-the-air. So it's really a 180-degree turn from what it was 30 years ago.
And here's where I want to be really clear to all of our listeners out there. I was able to install this thing. And any of you guys that know me, you know that I'm no Tim the Tool Time Taylor here. I can barely swing a hammer. So if I can take this thing and I know what I'm doing to install it, I'm pretty sure that all of you out there are going to be able to install this. It's simple. I was shocked at how simple and easy it was when I had cable and they dropped off the cable box. And, man, that was difficult for me. I had to... Those poor people at the cable company, when I had them, they had me on the line for probably an hour trying to figure out this thing. This thing, I plugged it into the wall. I slapped it up onto the window, and bada bing, bada boom, I was watching TV in no time at all. So this is super, super simple, very easy installation tips. You can find some of those tips online, again, at Antennas Direct. But you don't have to be a genius to be able to figure this one out. It's pretty much plug and play, if you will. And you guys are doing a great job. Once again, if you folks want more information, you can go to their website, antennasdirect.com. That's antennas, plural, direct.com. Or call them toll-free, 1-877-825-5572. And Richard, will you go through those retailers in our Chicagoland area where they can get them again for us one more time?
Sure. They're available at Best Buy, Walmart, Fry's, and actually Radio Shack, but they just declared bankruptcy again. So
you better get there quick. Yeah, you better get to the Radio Shacks quick. Exactly.
And Lowe's Hardware Store.
Very good. Very good. And now I have to ask, I know that you guys had the big 2016 bus tour where you guys went around the country. I know that you're on the mend here a little bit, but are you still anticipating doing something 2017 as far as the bus tour goes again?
Yeah, last year we were able to give away a few thousand antennas to folks that were struggling with their bills. And this year we're partnering with the National Association of Broadcasters, and hopefully the late summer, early third quarter, we will have an announcement and hopefully have about a dozen and a half stations lined up.
Nice.
For us to visit.
Well, fantastic. Yeah. Well, fantastic. Anything else that you'd like to share with our audience before we let you go back to work here, Richard?
Yeah, tell all your friends and neighbors. I mean, again, there's no catch. A lot of people think that this is something that the old broadcaster stopped a decade ago. And, there is no public national advertising campaign promoting this. So this is, this is all growing by word of mouth. So, even if you just have an antenna laying around in the junk drawer, you might get just a couple channels just to see the picture quality. Try it out. Even if you have an old antenna in the attic, try that out. It may work. And you'd be surprised at how many, the improvement of picture quality. It's going to be anywhere from 3 to 5 times better than that of satellite or cable.
Absolutely. And of course, with the latest technology, with your technology that you're putting into this, we should talk price points, too, because I think a lot of people are thinking, okay, so I get to cut the cord, but this is going to cost me thousands of dollars to get this thing installed. Folks, we're talking these things starting at, $79, right, Richard?
Yeah, actually, we have some starting at $49.
Wow.
Our best-selling ones are between $79 and $99. Our most expensive one is $149, and that's really targeted, at farmers and folks out in the countryside. So, yeah, anywhere from $50 to $100 is really, it is a total investment. And, I'd like to think you'd get that back within the first couple of weeks.
I got to tell you, I was going to say, here in the Chicagoland area, that's not even one cable bill right there. So take advantage of this, folks. AntennasDirect.com or call them toll-free 1-877-825-5572. 5572. We also have a live link up on our website if you want to go there and check that out at WBIG1280.com. Well, Richard, we really appreciate it. As always, I hope you mend well, and we look forward to talking to you again soon here, and continued success with Antennas Direct. Okay, my friend?
Thank you, Steve. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon. Folks, we're going to take a quick time out, and we will be back with more of the Big Radio Shoppy Show right here on AM 1280. WBIG.
Did you ever dream of making cakes and desserts that look and taste like those in the fancy bakeries? Sweet Cakes by Keisha makes dreams come true with her Easier Than Ever Cooking with Class course. You'll learn how to make desserts and decorate delicious cakes that look as good as they taste. Sweet Cakes by Keisha gives you step-by-step instructions to become the next cake boss. Courses are held at Sage Culinary Studio at 2764 Aurora Avenue in Aurora. Have your cake and eat it too. Call 630-831-20 to register for her next class today. That's 630-831-20. Call now.
Heroes and Villains bring the stars of today's comics and superhero-inspired television shows and movies to Chicago on March 25th and 26th. Join actors from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Arrow to Guardians of the Galaxy and Gotham. Best of all, you won't just meet superheroes, you can become